Good evening, everyone, and amazing this day of technology, what we go through, but we're very blessed to have this technology because we can be in each other's homes just by pushing a few buttons on a phone. My name is Carmela G, and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater through the blessings of my higher power that I call God. I can qualify to speak on this line because 10.5 years ago, I weighed over 300 pounds. And I really knew that I was addicted to food. I knew that I just loved to eat. And when I would come home from work and prepare my meal, and I would eat everything and shove it in, I would say, Carmela, I'd talk to myself, Carmela, you know this is going to cause your back to really hurt and your legs to be so edematous and the pain in your legs. And I would answer myself and I would say, I don't care. I have to have it. And I would shove it in. And I lived like that for over 6 decades. When I was a child, my mother said that as soon as I came off baby food and went on table food, I immediately went to the junk food. No matter how much she tried to keep me eating healthy, I was a willful little girl and I went to the junk food. Now, a chubby little girl could be kind of cute, but a morbidly obese adult woman in her 60s can be pretty ugly. Because along with the weight, I had the personality disorder of a compulsive overeater. I could be a real, as they call it, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One moment, I could be so pleasant and peaceful, and the next moment, something would trigger me, and I could be in a rage. And I will never, ever forget one of my great nephews. He was about 3 years old, and I came home from work, and my dad was babysitting him and his little brother, and he did something, and I went into a rage with him. Not physically, I yelled and I screamed, and this little toddler looked me right in the eyes and said, I don't like the way your eyes look. I don't have to take this. And he walked away from me and went to my father's arms. And it was like getting hit in the face with cold water because I never realized how hurtful I could be and that my eyes were like a crazy person's eyes when I would go into these rages. And I thought about it and I looked at this little innocent child. And I went to him and I said, I am very sorry. But what did that trigger? I then had to go and shove some food into my mouth to soothe me. Because, you see, I didn't realize that the sole purpose of food was to nourish my body. Because I used the substance food to provide comfort and loneliness. And as Bill W. said in his story, Bill's story, chapter one of the big book, he, in quotes, he said, "I was very lonely and again turned to alcohol." But you see, we can be very intelligent people, but to think that a substance would fill loneliness and provide love, that's insane thinking. And I was thinking that way for over six decades because I never entered program until I was 67 years old. And it wasn't that I was not intelligent, because I had a lot of letters after my name. Not only did I have a master's degree, but I worked in the healthcare field. I was a nurse, and I was teaching people how to be healthy. Now, could you imagine the message I was sending as I waddled in the room at over 300 pounds, and I was going to teach them about health? They probably would look at me and say, "She's not reliable. What am I going to listen to her for? Look how fat she is." But I never realized that, because I had all of the character traits of a compulsive overeater or an addict. I had that righteous indignation. If they don't like the way I look, that's their problem, not mine. And if people would look at me as I waddled down the street, I would say, "What do they want, an 8x10? I never realized how angry and how ugly this disease was. And just recently, I have an 18-year-old great-great-nephew, and I was sitting with him and his brother, and it was his brother's birthday, and they were celebrating with the usual treats that normal people can have for a birthday. And the 18-year-old said to me, very sarcastically, because he's a normal eater, so he didn't understand. He said to me, "You mean to tell me that if you just had a little bit of that dessert, you would go and be as fat as you used to be?" Because he remembered when I was 300 pounds. He was a toddler, and he used to hug my abdomen and put his little head on my abdomen and say, "Aunt Carmela, I love your fat belly." Because it was a comfort. It was like a big pillow for him. But at 18, he could not fathom that just by having one piece of something, I would go back to being that food addict. So my response was, I said to him, you just don't understand. Your Aunt Carmela is an addict. And his younger brother, whose birthday we were celebrating, said, oh, we learned about addicts in school. I said, yes, there are many addicts. There are alcohol, drugs. I happen to be a food addict. I can never get enough. And I have to identify what it is that triggers the reaction that I cannot stop eating. And they looked at me, and the 18-year-old did not respond, nor has he ever questioned my not having the dessert after meals when I have dinner with them. Now, everyone has their own triggers. Mine happened to be sweets. I can remember my mother, I'd come home from work and she'd be preparing dinner and I would be opening every single closet and shoving food into my mouth. And she would say, Carmela, please, please stop, because dinner's going to be ready in a few minutes. And I said, oh, Ma, don't worry. I'll eat dinner, but I just have to have this. I have to have it now. And it was only recently, because as the big book says, more will be revealed. It was just recently, I would say within the last week and a half, I was in my kitchen and I was sitting having a cup of tea and I thought, how in the world could I have allowed myself to just get to that size and to replace my higher power that I call God with a substance? Because I realized when I first came into program that food was my higher power. I was always a woman of faith. But you see, I thought God was there to give me every whim that I wanted. So how my relationship with God in disease was, I would get up in the morning and I would say, I need you to give me ba 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 ba, and I would run through the list. And at night, after I would shove all the garbage into me, I would say, I would like you to allow me to wake up thin. Now, this is a sick mind. And it took a young woman, I call her young because she's at least 20 years to 30 years younger than I am, a young woman to come over to me at a family gathering and say, Carmela, may I sit down and talk to you? And I said, oh, of course. Let me call the waiter over and get you some coffee and dessert. And she said, oh, no, not for today. And she said, I came to tell you, you are a compulsive overeater. Well, I went from being a welcoming, friendly person, sitting in a chair on my second dessert, to a raging lunatic. I slammed my hands on the table. I stood up And I said to her, I am not. I can lose this weight when I want to. And she said, I could not intimidate her. She kept going on, and she kept talking about the doctor's opinion. She said, no, you have an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind.
Gentle reminder, 5 minutes left.
Thank you so much. And she took me by surprise when she said that, because I had never heard that before. And I sat down, and she said, please, go and buy a big book and come to a meeting, and we will discuss. The meeting is called Overeaters Anonymous, and we will discuss everything in that book. And you will get help from your fellows, and you will have a connection with your higher power that will help your mind, your body, and your spirit. Well, she hooked me. She hooked me with that statement. Because the next day, I went and I bought a big book. And I went to the meeting she suggested. And that woman has changed my life around. She relocated. She no longer lives in the New York area. But I will be forever grateful to that woman. And do you know what she said to me after I told her thank you? She said, I have never done that with anyone before. I would never do that to anyone. But I was compelled that night. So you see, I truly believe it was my higher power that encouraged her to come over and to rescue me. She was my Ebby, just like Ebby came to Bill and told him. This young woman rescued me, and I will be forever grateful to her. And I will tell you one reason why I will not pick up. Every day I ask God's help to please let me know what he wants from me that day. And I truly believe that it was God that allowed this miracle to happen to me, to lose. Now, I haven't kept off the whole 175 pounds. I was just to my doctor yesterday. And I've gained about probably 15 pounds back. But that is nothing compared to the 315 pounds I weighed. I now have a normal body. I can buy clothes in a normal store. And I feel so blessed because I can walk up steps and my legs don't throb. Yes, I've damaged my body, and I accept that. I take ownership for that. But every day, I connect with my higher power, and I walk with him. I don't lock him up in the closet after I give him my list of to-dos. I allow him to stay with me and walk with me and guide me throughout the day. And for this, I am so grateful. And with that, I will pass and thank you so much.